But it talks about a young man who looked out his window and saw his neighbor had shoveled off his front lawn, had a big orange flagging strip down the middle of it, and was carefully walking back and forth with a wheelbarrow, an empty wheelbarrow, trying to stay on the orange strip. So being like good neighbors, the neighbor's curiosity was unbearable, and he put on his coat and went out to ask the neighbor what he was doing. When the snow's gone, the neighbor said, I'm going to do something I've always dreamed of doing. I'm going to walk this wheelbarrow across Niagara Falls. Yeah. Oh, said the man, who really didn't know what else you could say. But he said, but I'm having a problem. There's some ice on the ground and hard to keep the empty wheelbarrow on this orange tape. Could you get in and weigh it down for me? The man tried to make excuses, but realized his neighbor was actually quite serious and wanted to help out, so he climbed in, and all afternoon the neighbor wheeled the wheelbarrow back and forth on the orange line in the front lawn with the man in the wheelbarrow. The man got caught up in the excitement and of the neighbor preparing to cross Niagara Falls, so the next day, when he saw the neighbor out there, he just climbed in and did his part, and the two of them trained for weeks, and the day came for the crossing. And the neighbor stood at the edge of the falls with his wheelbarrow looking at that length of wire stretched out across the water. And the neighbor stood unmoving. What's the matter? The man with the wheelbarrow said to her, neighbor, you can do this. I practiced with you for weeks, watching you carefully push the wheelbarrow and walk on the orange tape. And the neighbor looked at the man, do you believe I can do it? Being the good neighbor, he said, of course, I've seen you do it all along. Do you have trust that I can do it? Absolutely, said the man, no doubt in my mind. Good, said the neighbor, get in the wheelbarrow. Welcome to Lent.